You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And he's doing great things, Diane. And in Luke chapter 5, we see the greatness of God's power. And I open this Tuesday and this Tuesday morning, as you join us for the studying of God's word, your life will be enriched by the word of God. Listen, the word of God is what changes things. The word of God changes things and it changes people. The word of God changes things and it changes people. Because the word of God is the power of God. The word of God is God. So when we study God's word and we understand God's word, we become a producer. I know you gave that great teaching 1 week ago on the radio. The sower sowing the seed, and I'm not detouring this morning. We're coming back, but we're just building a foundation here, Dad. Building a foundation. How important it is to study the Word of God. In that parable, Jesus says, "A sower went out to sow seed, and as he sowed the seed, they fall in places that the sower did not intend for it to go. He wants it in the good ground because it's in the good ground where it's going to produce." Now, Jesus did not only tell a parable, but Jesus gave us the understanding of the parable. Jesus says, the sower sowed the seed is the word. The seed is the word. So, and the good ground is the person. He gave us the understanding. The good ground is the one who hears it and understand it. One what? Hears the word of God and understand it. That's the one that produce. So we all this morning have a level of understanding. Some 30, some 60, some 100. We don't, you know, when you went to college, when you went to high school, Diane, everyone don't get 100. We wish that everyone was going to get 100. But it wasn't that anyone was dumb. It was the level of understanding that produced the grade. The one that understands perfectly gets the 100. The one that doesn't quite understand all of the material end up with 80. Or, you know, a B, right? And the one that's still didn't understand as much as the one who get 80 and the one who get 100, he gets 70, right? So he get a C. And the one that never understand none at all get F. That's it. So it's the level of understanding that allows to produce. So in Luke now, let's get back to Luke now. So I said all of that. I hope I'm not talking too fast this morning and this Tuesday morning because I'm excited about this thing. Luke chapter 5 here, we will produce based upon the level of our understanding of this teaching that Luke gave us. Luke gave us the account, and we know that Luke was a physician. So Luke was a good writer, you know. He can write. And you'll study the Gospel of Luke. You can see that doctor thing there in him. That's he can put everything together neatly. So here, Dr. Luke put this chapter 5 together very neatly. And it's now for us to understand it. Okay? It's for now to understand it. So yesterday, we leave off where Jesus then was having a great time now. Now he has the space. See, yes, go ahead.
Starting in verse 3, Luke chapter 5, Verse 3, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. So sometimes when this is taught, like we said yesterday, we think that there's a separation.
Yeah.
That Jesus just borrowed the boat,
yeah,
and that they were in two different locations. But they were together,
yeah,
in the boat. They were benefiting. They had a mutual relationship where they were interdependent with one another.
There was cohesiveness. Mm-hmm. But for you to get anything from God, there got to be cohesiveness. Yes, go ahead, Don.
And when we talk about understanding comes from going over and over. We know that the Bible is a living word. So as we continually go over it, God releases more revelation. He releases more understanding of it. So at one time, maybe we only were getting a 60% return. But as we continue to go over the scriptures, it turns into hundredfold and then into exceedingly and abundantly. Because as we go back over, we're getting the insight. We're getting the revelation because it's a living word. It's not just for the people of that time. It's not just for people who have the career of fishing and no boats. It is a living word. So it could be applied to other areas of our life. And it's continually relevant even now in 2023. So he tells him to pull out a little from his problem, to pull out a little. From the situation, from the circumstances,
yeah,
from emptiness.
Yeah.
Pull out a little. Because when you get a little bit away from it, your perspective can change. I remember when my daughter was coming out of high school and she wanted to get out of high school so bad and she wanted to just be done with it, drop out. And I said, well, if you want to get out early, then you need to get your credits, what you need to do, and you could graduate early. But dropping out's not an option. So she did what she needed to do, and she was able to finish a semester ahead of time. After she was done with school, I remember her saying to me when she got a little bit older about how her whole perspective changed by getting away from that high school scene, from getting away from the peers and the all that pressure, the thousands and thousands of other teens that cohabitate in the same school and all those different circumstances and all those different opinions and all those different lifestyles that are around. When she got away just a little bit, she was able to see where some of the previous decisions were influenced by things going on around her. And now she stood independent to be able to make her own decisions, not based on peer pressure, not based on trends or what other people is doing. So we need to get sometimes just a little bit away from our situation, from our problems, so we get a new perspective. And that's where we get the instruction. That's where we work up our faith to be able to then launch into the deep. He didn't tell him just launch into the deep. He said, first pull out a little bit. There needs to be a transition plan. God will give you the transition plan if you're willing to step a little bit away from your contrary circumstances.
Watch this too, Dad. Yeah, I'm going to bring a point out. Now, and I wonder if you were not listening on Monday, you ought to go back and go to the archive and pull Monday teaching up, because it's set the tone for this morning teaching. Now, Jesus has a problem of space. Peter has a problem of emptiness. So we see now that these two are going to come together. So I said there got to be a convergent part here. There must be convergent. So, and I look up the word convergent. It mean move towards one point, coming together, unite in a common interest to bring change. And that's what happened when they converge. Now, when Jesus was at Gennesaret, at the lake, there was separation. Jesus was over here with a big crowd, with success all over Jesus. The multitude was there. And they didn't come to see Peter. They didn't come to buy fish from Peter. They come to Jesus. They come to hear Jesus of Nazareth. So over here on this side of the lake is all success. Over there on the other side of the lake is all failure, disappointment. all night, work, nothing, emptiness. Ah, but we see there's a convergent point coming when Jesus and Peter converge.
That's good, because a lot of times we think that God, he just wants to convert us, to change us, like just automatically just here, convert, change.
Yeah, yeah.
But change doesn't happen unless you convert. You get on, you come together with him.
Oh.
It says all throughout the scripture that he dwelleth in us. We dwelleth in him. We have to come together into the plan, into the purpose, not just him convert us from one place to another. He wants to come in together with us to meet the objective, not just convert us and then we change and now we're doing it on our own, just trying to do it his way on our own.
Yeah.
That's not so. We converge together. We're working together with him. We're partnering with him. What we thought was emptiness, what was not producing, he then comes and fills that space and it begins to produce.
Hallelujah. In that convergent part. So it's when that they converge together. Jesus now tell him something. Launch out. Jesus says, launch out a little from the land. Now, another definition here, Dan, for why Jesus choose that word, launch out a little from the land. When you launch out, you're moving away from something. Now, try this. Get this picture. If you're going to launch out, you got to move away from something. You're going to have to move away from what you know, from what you're familiar with, from what you used to. So Jesus tell him, Jesus give him a bite at a time, bit by bit, okay? Jesus says that just move away from what you know a little, just a little. And you will see. Hallelujah. If you can do that, you're going to see. So to launch out is to move away from something. And the second part of that, if you move away from something, you move into something. Okay. You can't move into something if you're not willing to move away from something. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. You have to depart from one to get on the other. You have to get off one road, as we were talking about the last few weeks, a new road, a new year. We have to be willing to get off one road to get onto another road. You can't simultaneously drive your car on two roads. You can't be driving on Courtney Parkway and Dixon Boulevard at the same time. You have to leave one road for the other road. And we have to know that he is with us. He's not just expecting us to change, but that Jesus is with us. He says, come to me, those who are weary, those who are heavy burdened, come to me in that time. Come to me when you're in need of mercy, when you're needing grace. Come in that time when you're in need. Don't wait to try to be perfect before you come to God. He wants you to come to him as you are, each and every one of us, with our situations, with our failures, and with our accomplishments, and to work together with him. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We have a dynamic Easter lineup coming up. So if you're looking for somewhere to spend your Easter, we are going to have a Good Friday service, a Saturday fun day, and Easter service on Sunday.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.